So the first question, which is very simple, is what's your name, sir?
Brian Gobbett.
Lovely to meet you, Brian. And the question I'm going to ask you is there one memorable experience that you can think of that really captures your feelings about being in Thamesmead or coming from Thamesmead?
Well, we moved to Thamesmead from a little flat in Catford, and we had two little children. And the nicest thing was the block they moved us into of townhouses was brand spanking new, and all the other couples in the townhouses that we was in our row was all our age, and all the kids was, so they all played together and we had parties and barbecues, and yeah, it was absolutely brilliant, really, you know. And it was hot air central heating from the boiler house at the time, so as soon as you switched it on, it was instant, you know. And I worked on a building installing that sort of thing anyway, so I thought, wow, brilliant, you know.
So did you work on the buildings in Thamesmead if you worked
No. I worked all around London. And Buckingham Palace I worked. Oh yeah. And some Bank of England. All sorts of interesting places, yeah. So yeah, I mean I'm retired now. Been retired since 2011. And the first thing I did when I retired,
who done that?
That's me.
Really?
I took my quarter pension.
So Chloe's got headphones on. She was listening to the story.
You know, the untaxable. And I went out and bought a motorcycle and sidecar. Because I had one when I was 25, but when the kids come along, you know what I mean, you've got to get something bigger. So anyway, I've got that now, so I'll go round to the rallies and the Ace Caf and meet all the bikers. It's really nice, yeah.
Whatever, you can come out and shopping.
And it's a Russian bike, it's even got reverse gear.
Really don't realise it, but
it's good.
Everyone's got a
mind you, saying that, I was going to go up the caf at Brands Hatch where I go Sunday mornings, and I had trouble with it, so I only got the end of the street, so there you go. But a nice young lady pulled up on a trike, a bike, and said, "You want a hand?" And I said, "Well, I've got all the tools, it's just a just got to get the brain going to find out what's the matter with it."
Yeah.
Anyway, she gave me a hand to push it home. And we was both absolutely shattered. It's only a couple of 100 yards, but then you realise how old your legs are.
Yeah.
And the heart, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, I used to sail my boat on that lake more or less every weekend, you know? Yeah, it's brilliant. Yeah, I think Thamesmead's a really nice place. I mean, it all depends on your names, of course, and there are some not very nice people, but I've been lucky and I've never bumped into them.
Yeah. And you count yourself as one of the nice ones, I'd imagine.
Well, I hope, I like to think people think that about me, yeah. Oh. You know, I mean, I do like to help people out if I can, you know, But the trouble is, because I've got this motorbike and sidecar, it's a bit of an addiction because I've got bipolar.
Okay.
And when you get up, you want to do things, and when you get down, you don't want to do nothing. So I've got about 6 classic vehicles, and as they're that old, 50 odd years old, there's always something that needs doing, and I begin to wonder whether I've got time to do them before I leave this molten coil.
Pass them on to the next person, yeah.
Well, that's right, yeah. I mean, they should be worth a few bob by then, hopefully, so my daughter and my son will get the benefit, hopefully.
Yeah.
Brilliant,
bless you. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, I mean, no problem at all, like, you know.